Oh, here we are again. Here we are again in this in-between place. If you are new to Unjaded, this may not be the episode to start with. However, if you've been here a while and we've gotten to know each other a little bit, then this is going to give you a little bit of an understanding, not only into my design and my voice and how it works, but also into yours. I'm going to walk you through how my voice is designed to work. If you're watching on YouTube, I am looking at my own chart, a screenshot of my own chart. And I am in my office at 5 a.m., fresh from sleep, not done up or ready for the day at all. And that's okay. So in the last episode, I talked about how so many of us are in this in-between place right now in the world. We look around and we see that the world is on fire. There are so many big things happening in the world that we have no control over. What we do have control over is our own sovereignty. And what we do have control over is how we navigate these times that we're living in, for the most part. My word of the year is trust, because that's a lesson that I really need in my life. The last 2 years of my own personal life have been a cluster, you know what. We went through an experience in our family that has really thrown a wrench into things and given us the opportunity to navigate things that we never dreamed we'd be navigating, yet here we are. And so many times I have to remind myself to trust. Because there is a reason that I am in this. I really do not like that saying, everything happens for a reason. I don't love that saying. But I believe that we can find reason in everything. So I don't have a regular episode planned for you today. And that's okay. I felt compelled to walk you through how my voice is designed to work, some of why I believe this is happening, and how I know that it's 100% okay. Because I would love for you to give yourself the permission to not be on all the time. I would love for you to redefine consistency for yourself and what that means to you, and trust that your people will be there and are there for it. This is a lot of what we talk about in Content by Design, my signature course, program, whatever it is, life-changing event. It is about so much more than content. People come in thinking that they're going to create content, and they come out on the other side however many weeks later. And I say that because the last time we actually doubled the amount of time because there were so many things that people were integrating and it was coming at them too fast. So we stretched it out. And that's the beauty that we have as smaller online entrepreneurs, is that we can meet our people's needs where they're at. I hope that you're able to do that. I hope that you give yourself permission to do that, to always honor what's coming through for you and your people. At any rate, Content by Design is built on the premise that each of us has a way that our voice, our content, our message, we have a specific way that that comes out of us or does not come out of us. And instead of feeling like you have to post 10 times a week or create 5 reels a week or blah, 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 whatever the trend is, 3 reels a day for a while, whatever the trend is, instead of feeling like you have to do that, you just get to show up and be you. Now I say just, like it's the easiest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world. The hardest thing in the world is to show up for your people being who you are. And a lot of people in the online space right now are, oh, you just get to be you. You just get to be you. Be authentic. What the hell does that mean? When we have been taught since the day we were born to be anything but ourselves, to alter our voices and our identity to fit in, to have that sense of belonging. The worst feeling in the world is to not belong. So we chase it. We have been taught to chase it for our entire lives. And here we do things differently. Here we come back to ourselves through our human designs. And my flavor is to do that through your voice. Because your voice, and I know this is a terrible saying, but your voice is where you feel that noose around your neck, that centuries-old witch wound comes for you every time you go to speak your truth. And today, this is mine. So how the energy works in my design, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see a screen share of my own design. My body graph is here, not my information, my birth information. So you can see my design. I will put a graphic in the show notes if you just want to take a look at it and you're listening. You're listening on Audible. You're listening as you go through your day. There's a lot of power in my design. And as you know, the last thing that we can do, certainly in the generation that you and I were raised in, is let little girls be powerful. So there's that. My voice specifically comes from my 3457, the archetype of power, and my 4816, channel of talent. Mastery lives here. My entire design, I have a novice path in my design. My entire design is built for mastery. And you know, I have seen this play out so many times in my life. My husband and I were talking about this yesterday, where it's the manifesting generator thing too. Your design is not one piece. Your design layers on itself. So many layers. And this is why I hate so much the, well, I'm a manifesting generator, so I'm a projector, so, or I'm a 2-4, so. Like, there's so many layers. But I digress. You layer on this novice path where it's like you start with something and you master it. And you go back to novice and you master something else. And you go back to novice and you master something else. And you layer that with the manifesting generator path, which is designed to go from thing to thing to thing. Pivot, pivot, pivot. And of course I've done this for my whole life. Of course. And yet it's one of the things that one of the voices that screams the loudest in my head when I do go to do something different. They're not going to keep up. They're going to lose the plot. You're going to lose people. You always lose people when you pivot. You always lose people. So back to my voice. We know that my sacral reaches my throat through my intuitive force. This 3457, if you have this in your design, this is a forceful channel. So my sacral responds powerfully, intuitively in the moment. Boom, it's like that. My 4629 channel is also coming off of my sacral. I can't remember the official name for that. But I look at this as serendipity. This channel, this 4629, is all about trusting that you are in the right place at the right time and you'll have the experience that you're meant to have if you say yes to the right things. And if you say yes to the wrong things, you may get stuck in them and not be able to get out of them, and you'll get the lesson that you need. 4629 is really about understanding that there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to every experience, and trusting that when something is complete, it will end. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. So my sacral is responding. There are some gate activations there as well, but I'm just going to focus on the channels for today. So my sacral is responding powerfully, intuitively, in the moment. Is this the experience that I'm here to have? Is this a hell yes for me? Or does it have to be a no? And my voice speaks powerfully, intuitively, in the moment. I have a root defined. So if your root is defined or colored in, your root is the bottom center on your chart. If that is defined or colored in, then your energy operates in a pulse. And for me, I have this really powerful gate 60, this gate of knowing. And I'm trying to, is my north node, my personality north node. So it is the energy that I moved into, am always moving towards, my highest expression. And this energy is really about not limiting yourself or being limited by others. It's really about possibility. The capacity to innovate. This is mutative energy in my design. And my root pulse operates in this, my knowing operates in this way of, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. It is so uncomfortable to allow myself to be in this place of not knowing, especially with my 4816 channel, especially as a quad right, especially as a two line, to be in this place of not knowing. And then all of a sudden, it's on. And I know, I just know what I have to do to innovate. And typically when my energy is on, this is where I have redefined consistency for myself. And I would look at your chart and show you how your consistency might want to play with you. And I would encourage you to follow that consistency that you define as per your design, as per how you are designed to work, how your energy wants to flow in your business, in your life, how your voice comes out of your body. So mine, powerfully, intuitively, in the moment, boom. And then it speaks to the thing that I have mastered or am mastering. It is this 4816 that speaks in a depth. There is a depth of wisdom here in this 4816. So if you have this channel, we are the people who have this fear of inadequacy. We feel like we never know enough. But with the 4816 channel, you will know more than anyone else on the topic. You just do. It's in your body. And as a second line, again, we look at the layers. As a second line, this knowledge and understanding that I have, it's bone deep. It's in my body. It's I am the natural. And you know, it feels so arrogant to say these things to you. And that's one of the deconditioning things that I am really working on. Because sometimes I will say things to my husband and I always preface it with like, and I'm not saying this in arrogance. But how can we really work towards accepting the talents, the God-given talents, whatever you believe God to be, that we have in our designs, in our astrological placements, in our our experience of life? 4629 is experiential. It has sucked the juice out of my life and given me so many experiences to draw from with the rest of my design, through the rest of my design. And you have that too. So how can we just be who we are and accept who we are and accept our gifts and offer them to the world? And that's this 4816 channel will play with you. Even if you have part of this, if you have the 48 or the 16, there will be a deep, 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 even often a deeper fear of inadequacy if you have a hanging gate there. But this 4816 speaks with a depth. And then when you layer that with the quad right and the second line, there's a lot of depth that can come through in my voice. It doesn't mean it's always there. Nobody's energy is designed to be always on. So typically what I do with my podcast is my root pulse comes on, whoosh. And I just know I'm a manifesting generator. I'm in response. I know that my voice works in response. And I create an episode or 10 episodes. It's nothing for me to bang out 10 episodes in a couple of days. Because the energy is flowing through me, because the energy is coming through my voice and needs to be spoken, not wants to be spoken, not I need to make a list of all of these topics that I can do on my podcast. It's never that. It's always alive in the moment as a manifesting generator in response. And all of the rest of my design comes on board with it. So when the energy is there, my root pulse will be on. Now my root doesn't reach my throat because I have hanging gates in my root. So it really comes back to my sacral, how my sacral is responding powerfully, intuitively in the moment to the depth of what I'm here to speak about. I want to go through the voices that are in my throat center. So each of your gates in your throat center that are defined, colored in, have a voice. Gate 56 is the gate of the storyteller. Stimulation, I think, is the proper name for it. This is the energy of someone who might go into a cabin. You've seen me do this. Oh my gosh, you've seen me do this with my book so many times that still is not edited. God, that's the worst part for a manifesting generator, to have to go back to something and finish the details. My gosh. Anyway, 56 could be someone who secludes themselves away to write the story. But gate 56 is really the voice of, I believe in this thing. Again, I'm going to take you through the layers. 3410, channel of conviction. I have to believe in what I'm doing or I ain't doing it. If you have that 3410, it is all about your convictions. Powerful convictions. How are you going to build a life that you love? How are you going to behave well towards yourself? And with this gate 56 defined in my defined throat center, so it is energy that I have access to all the time. It is not a dormant energy in my design. One of the biggest ways for me to exhaust myself is to force a story that's not there. Which is why last week I was just like, yeah, I'm out. I don't have something powerful to say. I don't want to just fill up the ethers because the world tells me that I need to be consistent. I want to speak when I have something valuable to contribute, which is my gate 8. Gate 8 is the most powerful gate in my design. Gate 8 is my conscious sun. So your conscious sun is on the top right-hand side of your human design chart. And about 70% of the energy of who you are goes through that gate. That is a big freaking deal. In, I think it's BG5, we call it the brand, your brand, the brand of who you are. And mine is the gate of the marketer, the promoter. It's a gate of service. It's in a second line. It's a gate of service. How can I serve you through what I am marketing? And the voice of gate 8 is I contribute. I know that I am here to contribute. Now, gate 8 is also my Saturn. My conscious Saturn, I believe, or is it my unconscious Saturn? Let me just look. It's my unconscious Saturn. Saturn is the barbed wire of your life. Saturn is the thing that will challenge you. Saturn is the thing that makes you say, makes you go back and connect the, or dot the I's and cross the T's, connect all the dots. And so mine is that gate 8 that is also my conscious sun. And it is one of the voices of my throat. I am here to make a contribution. This is a hanging gate for me. I don't have gate 1 defined in my design. So for me, there is always a push for authenticity. There is always a push for the soul expression of who I am and being able to express that. So what do you think one of the hardest things for me to do is? You got it. When people talk about just be yourself, just be authentic, just be who you are. The world needs to see who you are. Well, that, my friend, feels like showing up naked at your high school reunion in your 50s. It's not always going to be fun, and it sure as hell is not going to be easy. So can we just stop talking to entrepreneurs like the easiest thing in the world is to be ourselves? But what I love about human design, whether I'm working with an entrepreneur or a regular person, I don't know what to call people who are not entrepreneurs, is that it shows you home. It shows you your home base that you can come back to and be like, okay. Gate 31 is also defined in my throat center, and this is a gate of leadership. This speaks to leadership. So the voice here, obviously, is I lead. And this is my unconscious south node. So the south node is a natural genius. I forgot to say about 56, it is my conscious south node. So these are natural geniuses that you have, your south nodes. It's energy that you just move through life with. And your north node is another expression that you are moving towards, usually after your Uranus opposition. Gosh, that word, so many people pronounce it so differently. Usually after your Uranus opposition, when you're about 43, is when you're moving through to your north node energy. So this leadership is always there. And for me, it's a fourth line gate. This is about leadership of my people, leading my people, my community, my network, finding opportunities to lead within my network. And it's projected energy in my design. This is not the energy of I'm just going to go out and lead and everybody's going to follow me. This is the energy of people have to choose to follow me. People choose me. And then I lead. And then my voice speaks in a way that leads. And I think we talked about gate 16 as part of the 4816 channel, but it really is about skills. It really is talking about how I've experimented and become skilled. And that's how my voice wants to work there. There's nothing in my chart. And I want to talk about one more place in my chart where there's retreat, but there's nothing in my chart that screams, post 7 days a week. Be consistent as the world tells you you're consistent. Hell no. And I bet you there isn't anything in yours either. This is like a brief overview. When we go through Content by Design, we go through at least 8 modules, at least 8 weeks. The last cohort was 16 weeks, I think. But we go through each and every piece of your design as it relates to your voice. And we begin the deconditioning work. Because you can know your voice until the cows come home. But if you don't know how to heal the parts of you that are still playing with you when you go to show up online, if you don't know how to heal the feeling of having something in your throat when you go to speak and be visible, if you aren't actually doing that work, then you're screwed in the online space. And I was going to say it gets to be easy, but I don't think it ever gets to be easy. I don't think you chose this entrepreneurship path because you wanted it to be easy. Entrepreneurship is spiritual growth on steroids. And you're doing it in front of a whole lot of people now. You know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when I built my first business, we didn't have social media. It was a whole different ballgame back then. And social media makes a lot of things so much faster and so much easier. And it means that we are in a fishbowl doing our work. So that's a lot of why the last week's episode and this episode aren't really episodes per se, I guess. They're more kind of peeling back the curtain and letting you see me a little bit more. Because I'm always doing my own work. And right now I am in it like I've not been in it before. I know just about enough about astrology to make me dangerous. I work with an astrologer, Kit Penfold. I'll hook her up in the comments. I think I'm on social media in the show notes. She's been such a gift to me. She's a fellow 2-4 profile in human design. Because I'm a Taurus, Libra rising, Cancer moon. And for you, if you're a Taurus as well, I mean, we all have a lot of wonky things going on in astrology. The astrology for the collective is wonked right now. It's wonked because we are being asked to go to our next level. There's a lot of work here for all of us. And as entrepreneurs, we get to go first. And for me, I've been in this Uranus and Taurus transit for 8 years. And I'm telling you, I have never in my life felt so unsettled as I have the last 6 months. And there is a lot of inner work to do. And this transit is coming to a close for me and anyone else who's a Taurus. And I feel like we're in the last moments of grabbing the lessons of this and doing something with them. And I feel like I don't have another choice besides doing something with this. I am in this in-between space of allowing all of this to come through, and I'm just meeting it. I'm just meeting it. Most of the work that I am doing right now, it's funny. My daughter, my kids are millennials. They're really, really great millennials. But my kids are millennials, and my daughter said to me, because I've been sitting, instead of journaling some mornings, I just sit in the dark. Sit in the dark and have my coffee, one little light on. And I just close my eyes and I just sit. And then I journal, which is a big part of my healing inner work as well. I was telling my daughter that I've been doing this and she's like, oh yeah, they call that raw dogging it now. Which we had a good laugh over because we're like, well, raw dogging it meant something completely different back in the day. But I would encourage you, if you know that there is work that you are being called to do, if you are feeling in this uncomfortable in-between place in your business, in your life, raw dog it. Sit in silence and just allow. A lot of what we are being called to do right now is to just allow the work to be done within us and through us. And if we're not doing it within us, it is not going to be able to come through us. The other thing that I want to just speak to briefly here, I don't even know how long this episode is because I can't see the rest of my screen, but is this second line. So your profile, you've heard me speak lots on this podcast about your profile. I believe it to be one of the most conditioned places in our designs. Your profile is the role that you play in the movie of your life. It is who you are as you walk through life. And for me, that's a 2-4. And that second line requires retreat. And I'm telling you, I don't know how I used to force consistency, as the world calls it, in my life, in my business, before human design. Because now that I know that I'm a second line, I allow myself to completely retreat as long as I need to. And you know, I'm a smallish entrepreneur, just like you. I've been doing this a long ass time and I have a lot of skills that I can offer. However, I am not a bazillion-dollar influencer, someone with hundreds of thousands of people on Instagram. And I've retreated from my stories, from my social media. I don't know, it's over a week for sure. And you know, I would go to try. I would really try to show up and to do something. I would even take some pictures. And I could not make myself do it. That's the power of that second line retreat. I couldn't make myself do it. And the first story that I put back on after that, however many days off, had 264 views. That's more than I get on a regular basis. So this is an invitation for you. Why am I telling you this? Because it's an invitation for you to honor your own profile and your own human design and do it however that, as long as you're doing the work, as long as you're doing the work. This is not an excuse to say, you know, I don't like social media I'm not saying you have to be on social media, but I don't like social media. I don't want to blog. It's not that. This is actually at the core of who you are, honoring who you are, and then showing up from that place instead of from a place outside of you that tells you you have to be a certain way. Because whenever you're thinking, I have to, or I should, that's not you. That's not your soul showing up. That's a different version of you showing up. And tapping into your human design profile will show you a lot about how you're here to show up. It's hella uncomfortable. You've heard me say maybe many times if you've listened to this podcast, 3-5s are my favorite. Why are they my favorites? Because they're the F around and find out and then be the heretic and show up with their voice and tell people. Visionary leaders. And that is hard. That is so hard. They have so much witch wounding there. So for me, this second line calls me to retreat and then come out to my people. So if you're here, you're my people, and I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate your patience with me as I show up and do the work and bring you through my process, because that's a lot of what my design is all about. And you think you're uncomfortable now. Boy, it is so uncomfortable. It is so uncomfortable to lead with who you are. And my design is all about leading by example and going first. I go first and bring people with me. And you will have something very uncomfortable in your design to come home to as well. But when you do, that's where the gold is, both for you personally for you as an entrepreneur and for your people. You will call your people to you by being you. If you want to talk about this episode, I invite you to send me a message on Instagram. I'll put my link in the show notes for you. It's Vicky.Dixon. Both Vicky and Dixon are spelled differently than you would expect, but Vicky.Dixon, I'm pretty easy to find. Pop on in and have a conversation with me. Let me know how this is landing for you, because I know that we are in this together right now because the planet is on fire and because the transits are crazy.